Right then, before we go, press release out yesterday, updated today, reading top line, Cabinet has today approved cross-government engagement with the Trans-European Cultural Initiative 2027, the year of the Normans, people in Europe. It's a year-long commemoration, Gabby, to celebrate the shared history that has shaped the island of Ireland and Europe. And it's looking at the legacy of Norman heritage found in our lands, laws, monuments and built environment.
Yes, so 2027 is the year of the Normans, apparently, and Cabinet signing off on taking part in this yesterday. Housing Minister James Brown saying the initiative is going to benefit tourism and economic growth and also increase public engagement with Ireland's Norman heritage. He's saying Ireland's Norman history shared across the island, north and south, with the UK and wider Europe. And he's talking about the history. He's saying from their arrival in Wexford in the late 12th century, the Normans left their mark in monumental ways across urban and rural landscapes, building towns and castles, abbeys and cathedrals that stand to this day. Sinn Féin not happy with this at all, with their spokesperson for Gaeilge and the Gaeltacht, Angus O'Snoddy. He's saying, you know, we all know Irish well enough to the legacy of William's successors invading and subjugating Ireland in the name of his Irish crown.
All right. Donegal Éire, shall we kick off with you? Why not? I have to warn you, there are people named Burke and Power all over the country listening. So,
absolutely, yeah.
People with Norman blood listening closely. Listen, so careful now.
There's no doubt. But
and roaches in Wexford.
Go on, yeah, undoubtedly. And listen, obviously people of Norman heritage, like, you know, they're an integral part of the country and our people's history. It's just all really strange. Like, William the Conqueror, mm-hmm. you know, the Duke of Normandy, he was never in Ireland, like. Never once in Ireland. You know, the Normans didn't land in Ireland for 110 years after 1066. And
At the invitation of the King of Leinster, as mercenaries.
But, like, what exactly is to be gained from this particular initiative?
It's Irish history, isn't it?
There's no additional funding. It's framed in a context that has nothing got to do with Irish history because it reflects the birth of a man who was never in Ireland, never really particularly expressed an interest in Ireland. So if we want to look at Norman heritage and history, there's probably a way of doing it on our terms and our history and the rich heritage that there, the Desmond Rebellion and the Burkes of Galway and all of that. But
it's a rich tapestry, just not the bio tapestry.
Well, like,
that's it.
We're framing it exclusively through the prism of an English king, like, you know.
Well,
like,
to get into the prehistory of it. I mean, the Norse kingdom established by Rollo in northwestern France. It's all of that. They went to Sicily. They went to Apulia.
Yeah, that's fine. But like,
this is
the year of birth of William the Conqueror.
It's 1,000 years of William the Conqueror. Like, you know, that is what it is. I mean, I think the other thing is, like, this is the Minister for Housing. I think this is.
Oh yeah.
Like,
but he's.
This is the proposal that he brought to Cabinet.
To be fair,
this is it. Like,
he's Wexford.
To be fair, the foundation stone for Dublin Castle was laid in the early 13th century, and King John was known for his prolific castle building. Is this what it's a celebration of?
Well, I think isn't it an initiative like the Year of the Norman is being led by our neighbours in Normandy in France, and I think I just find that it's really interesting. You know, we look at the name like. Wexford is my neighbouring county, and I think of all the Fitzgeralds and Fitzpatricks and all of the Norman names that are filled up in Wexford. And I think, why not? It's just an interesting thing, and it's a collaboration, and a commemoration. So it's a collaboration with our neighbours.
Should we draw a distinction between celebrating the arrival of Strongbow, who at least was invited here, and the subsequent arrival of King Henry II in 1171 to take the surrender of the Irish chieftains?
I think we just, yeah.
Okay.
We'll
have to consider that on a full programme another time.
It needs to be on our terms.
Right.
No, and in the context of our history, okay. Rather than piggybacking on it.
All right. Okay. We'll come back to it. Full programme on it maybe sometime. That's all we have time for this evening. John Byrne was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Cormac Burke. There you go. There's one of those listening Normans. Harry Buckless was on sound, and tonight's programme was produced by our series producer, Penny Hart.